So if you're a family member or a patient with ARDS, what are the risk factors that are associated with this mortality rate? What tells you if you're going to be in the group that's going to survive or not survive?
Age is probably the primary driver. If an 18-year-old comes down with viral influenza pneumonia, their mortality is less than 20%. If you're an 85-year-old person with the exact same process, your mortality is up above 50%. So age is primarily one. The other is the actual etiology. You can't do much about age. It's the actual etiology, too, and so how we treat and care for it. And so if you have sepsis or an exuberant inflammatory response, that has a higher mortality than if you had inhalational lung injury or a drug reaction or a transfusion reaction. So that's the second. And the third is the other chronic conditions a patient may have. If they're immunocompromised, such as HIV or AIDS, or a transplant patient, their mortality is higher. If they have chronic kidney injury, or if they smoke, or chronic alcohol abuse, those are all risk factors that we see for certain etiologies increase your risk and increase your mortality for ARDS.